This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to handle executives who interrupt or ignore you. The room won't respect you until you make it. What happened? In boardrooms across the country, professionals face a recurring problem. Senior executives talk over them, tune them out, or simply redirect the conversation before a point lands. Smart Brief recently surfaced this challenge as a genuine workplace crisis, not just a confidence issue. The gap between having good ideas and getting those ideas heard is, for many mid-level professionals, the difference between a career that stalls and one that accelerates. The communication angle. Picture this. You are three sentences into your quarterly update when the CFO pivots to her phone and the VP of operations finishes your sentence for you wrong. You freeze. You either repeat yourself weakly or you let it go entirely. Either way, you lose. This is not a power problem. It is a preparation problem. Most professionals walk into rooms with senior leaders carrying their content, but no plan for the conversation itself. They know what they want to say, but they have no strategy for what to do when the room does not cooperate. That gap is fatal. Senior executives interrupt for two reasons. They are genuinely impatient for the point, or they do not yet trust that your point is worth waiting for. Your job is to eliminate both reasons before they open their mouths. The fix starts before you enter the room. You need what I call a headline first approach. Your most important point goes in your first sentence, not your third. Not after context setting. Not after a warm-up. The first sentence. Executives who interrupt are almost always trying to skip to the part that matters to them. If you lead with that part, you remove the incentive to cut you off. Try this structure. Here is what I need you to know. Here is why it matters to you specifically. And here is the one decision I need from this room. 15 seconds. Now they are with you. When you do get interrupted, do not restart. Do not apologize. Do not say, as I was saying, which signals weakness. Instead, use a technique I call anchor and return. You briefly acknowledge the interruption. Sometimes a single nod is enough. Then you complete your original sentence as if finishing a thought, not fighting for the floor. Exactly. And that connects directly to the point I was making. The Q3 numbers only hold if we approve the budget adjustment today. You have validated their energy and reclaimed your thread in the same breath. That is composure. That is control. Being ignored is a different animal. If executives are not engaging with you at all, the issue is almost always relevance signaling. You have not connected your material to their specific concerns fast enough. The solution: name their stake out loud. This affects your division's target by about 12%. Watch their eyes come back to you. People pay attention to things that affect them. Tell them directly how something affects them, and they will listen. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes conversations gives you a full framework for structuring your message so the most important information lands before anyone has the chance to dismiss or derail you. Preparation is not about rehearsing words. It is about engineering outcomes. The takeaway. Before your next meeting with senior leaders, write down one sentence that captures your most critical point and put it at the very start of what you plan to say. Not as a slide title. Not as a summary at the end. As the literal first thing out of your mouth. Practice saying it in under 10 seconds. That single habit will change the dynamic in the room faster than any other adjustment you can make. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.